Welcome to Superheroes in Heels, the podcast where powerful women rise, lead, and own the room. I'm Kimberly Borgens, your host, fellow trailblazer, and unapologetic advocate for women in the world of business. With over 30 years of experience building success in a male-dominant industry, I'm here to empower you to do the same. Each week, you'll hear bold conversations with inspiring guests who embody strength, resilience, a little dash of sass, and a little bit of grace. Together, we'll challenge the status quo, break through barriers, unlock your confidence, and unleash your inner superhero. You ready? Let's go. Welcome to our special end of year episode with Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. In this episode, we're going to trade last year's excuses for next year's results. Today, we're going to get real about what it takes to kick off your 2026 with a business mindset, you know, that's less running in circles and more breaking records for all of my superhero entrepreneurs out there. If you've ever found yourself stuck in that same old rut, promising that next year will be different while your calendar says, like, oh, really? Then this episode is meant for you. In order to move forward, we must talk about this past year. I'm not a big person who wants to hang out in the past, but we're going to just talk about it a little bit. Not just the highlight reels, you know, like you post online, but I mean the behind the scenes bloopers too, the things that went wrong, the things that we got to step into differently into this next year. Did you spend more time this past year doom scrolling than actually dialing and asking for the sale? I don't know. Only you can determine that based on the results of the year. Did networking become not working? More hanging out with friends instead of really getting down to the nitty-gritty, building new relationships and getting new contacts? Did your sales pitch sound more like a bedtime story that people didn't buy from you because they were bored or they just didn't quite understand? If any of those hit you, don't worry, you're not alone. But here's the hard truth, really. Repeating the same behavior will get you the same results. If you keep baking the same cake, it will never taste like tiramisu, okay? And this past year, I went to Italy and I tasted real fresh made tiramisu, okay? And it's way better than that same old cake. I'm just letting you know. And I don't even drink coffee. So that says a lot. So what can we do this next year as we move into 2026? Stop making excuses, start making moves to build better, stronger businesses this next year. Well, I have some ideas, and I'm glad that you've joined me so that I can share some of these ideas directly with you. All right. One of the first things I'm going to say is we all have to change. Change is inevitable. It's not just for the coin jar, right? We're throwing all the change in there and saving it for later. No, I want you to shift out of that mindset. Business growth starts with shifting your mindset and planning ahead. Yeah, planning ahead, actually sitting down and planning it. Not because somebody told you to, but because it's the right thing to do in business every single year. My end of year in business, I spend a lot of time making sure that it's prepared for the next season, the next year. I have to have my books closed out. I have to make sure that everything's up to date because come January 1st, guess what? You can better believe that new things have to happen. New laws come into place that I have to pay attention to. New clients start, new other clients end. It always happens. January is a big change month for my industry. So think about you. You know, imagine you're driving, all right? And you're always looking in your rearview mirror. I know you've heard these analogies, but if you're always looking in your rearview mirror, you're bound to miss what's ahead. Or at least get honked at and try not to crash. But planning isn't about perfection and having it perfect. It's about putting out a plan, a timeline, a schedule, a something that says this is what we're going to do moving forward. At least it's what we're starting with. It's about setting intention, right? Being real about what it takes to be a businesswoman. Do you and your business have the ability to adapt and evolve? Can it do that in this next year? All right, as we prepare for 2026, let me ask you this. What needs to change? What are you willing to do differently this next year? Not to say that everything you did last year was wrong. Don't hear that whatsoever. Some of you were successful in so many ways. What can you do differently? What can you do to expand? Well, that's what this whole episode is all about, right? It's not, I know everybody says, you got to set goals at the first of the year. What is your New Year's resolution? That's not where I'm coming from. Everybody else is saying it. So why would I say it too? What I want to do is to talk to you about preparing yourself, what needs to change so that you can look at what it is that you can do differently. What is it that you would be willing to do that's not the same as what you did this past year? So, how about competitive advantage? Are you adapting in a way that your business stays relevant ahead of your competition or the evolving markets? You know, think about that for just a moment. Are you staying ahead of that? These are some of the things that you have to look at when you're looking at planning for your new year. Are you looking at what growth and innovation you need to create? Right? Are you creating a culture of innovation? Will that lead to new opportunities? Will that improve products? You know, can you create higher productivity for yourself, for your team, for the people that are helping you? I don't know. That's up to you. How are you going to improve performance? Companies with high capacity for change are often more profitable. They're experienced faster. They get faster revenue growth. They have better shareholder returns. You might not have shareholders yet, but you are it. If you're not getting the kind of money that's going to take care of you and your family, then you have to improve performance. Is there any employee development or virtual support development? We want to make sure that they're developing and building new skills so that you can still utilize them or find somebody who is ready for this next year. We want a way to engage them. Make sure you're getting maximum capacity, right? And this new year, you're really going to have to pay attention to efficiency and resiliency, okay? I know this world is ever-changing. AI has set the course that is way beyond higher than anything we thought 10 years ago. So you have to be willing to effectively change your management skills, your optimizing your resources, right? Improve your processes and help your organization navigate the challenges and the disruptions that come along. Look, we felt a lot of disruptions the last year, right? Government shutdown that lasted forever, right? There's a lot of things. There's a lot of disruptions, things that go on that affect business. You got to be ready for them. You got to be able to bounce back. You need to be able to pivot, shift, whatever the name is that you want to call it. So I did some research also and kind of like was looking into what do service-based small businesses need to succeed in 2026? And the consensus comes back. Ooh, I need a little drink. And not that kind of drink. It's just water. It's not quite New Year's Eve. Look, for small business this year, we really need to focus on strategies like building long-term contracts and customer loyalty programs, improving customer retention, right? Finding upsell opportunities and strengthening our market through targeting networking, as well as educational content and lead tracking. Those are the things that are the trends for 2026 that we have got to pay attention to. Invest in specialized skills, right? Quality tools that can help you with higher pricing, more efficient service delivery. Look, you deserve a raise. In order for you to get that raise, guess what? You've got to specialize and do something different. Create programs that encourage repeat business and create customer lifetime value, right? We want to increase customer lifetime value. We want to make sure that we're getting the most out of the customers that we, when we have them. How can you get repeat business back? That needs to be a focus this year. You need to identify opportunities that offer client additional services, premium options like VIP seats or VIP, you know, time with you. That way it increases your bottom line and it improves their experience. They have a great experience with you. They want to come back. It goes back to that customer loyalty program. And you want to encourage those satisfied clients to become brand ambassadors to generate more referrals for you. Look, it's referrals make the world go around in business. So think about that. You know, I was on an airplane coming back from New York, and I was speaking to a gal that was next to me, and she was telling me about an employee that had sent her an email while she was in New York, and this employee wanted a raise. And she proceeded to tell me about, you know, some of the pieces about this raise. And really the request that this employee was asking was a pretty obnoxious ask, all right? They want the top of the line of everything in their industry as if they've reached it, right? And, you know, I asked her some questions and all of that. And look, I want to say this is that it's okay to go big, but in order to go big, you have to step into big as well. And that particular employee was not willing even to bring referrals into this company that is completely reliant on referral business. I mean, think about it. If you're working in a company, but you're not willing to refer anybody to your company, but you want the top level raises, something's not right. Something's out of sync. At least that's what I told her. And even when she went back and she addressed this with that particular person, they said they're not willing to bring in referrals at all. This employee is not a brand ambassador for her business. Brand ambassadors can be employees, they can be virtual assistants, they can be clients, they can be people from podcasts, they can be people that saw you speaking somewhere. They can become brand ambassadors because they believe in what you're saying, your vision, your mission, your values. They believe in everything that you've brought to them. They've built trust in you and they want to share you with somebody else. Do you have a way to show people that they're amazing brand ambassadors? Maybe this year, that's what you need to do. Maybe that's something to step into for this next year. You can offer some specialized services. You know, develop a specific niche or add specialized options that appear to be even more broader, for your business so that you can have a client base that sets you apart from your competitors. And hey, I just want to point out, your competition is not your problem. It's not. You staying ahead of them, right? That's where the problem lies. You get to look and see what they're doing and stay ahead of them. That's the game. You don't have to copy them. Please don't, right? Let them copy you. See what they're doing. Go, how could I make that better than them? Right? If you're not offering something and they're offering something better, how could you improve upon it? Then you're not copying. You've raised the bar. You've up-leveled it. Your job is to be the leader and to lead your competitors too. I'm just being real. So for 2026, think about successful business ideas for you and your industry. Can you leverage technology through online courses? Is there some e-commerce that you could add? App developments? Focusing on sustainability or eco-friendly products, these are top for 2026. Specializing in services like AI consulting or digital content creation. Look, there's a lot of people that are still behind the curve of AI. Are you using it? Are you tapping into those kinds of things and seeing what is really needed in the market and how can you add those things to your business? How about tapping into some of the growing pet and elder care markets? These are going to be key in 2026. If this is your forte, I mean, think about it. Pet sitting, going to somebody's house, watering their plants, taking care of their pets creates peace of mind for them while they're away doing business or going on vacation. Dog walking, grooming, draining, specialized products for animals, for pets. Those are the things that can make you stand out for this next year. And the same with elder care. Elder sitting, elder care, elder specialty services for the growing number of Gen Xers and millennial parents that can't afford to be in a facility. Facility rates are higher and higher every single year. People can't afford it. They're moving the elderly person into their homes with them, trying to care for that person. They need you. If you're that kind of person, I know that help is needed. They want someone to read for them, take them on walks, prepare meals, care for their physical and emotional well-being. It's not about the medical stuff. It's just about a companionship with somebody. There's not enough caretakers with hearts, with kind hearts in business. But maybe you're one of them. Maybe this year, that's the business for you. I don't know. There's a lot of things that you can do differently in this coming year to make a bigger impact. There really is. Think about what it is you did last year. What could you improve upon? What could be different this next year? That's what 2026 is about. It's evolving. It's learning. It's building something new, something different. Add value to the marketplace. You want to boost sales? Grow your network, right? Grow your network, win loyal customers, right? That is the best way to succeed. It really is. The biggest challenge with all of that is actually listening and learning from the people that are talking to you. I'm going to say it. It doesn't sound nice, but you got to start by closing your mouth and opening your ears. Trust me, it's quieter over here. Listening is your business superpower. It has to be in this day and age because everybody can go online and get basically what you offer, especially in service-based businesses, right? You're no longer, you know, one in a million. Now you're one in one with online resources, with the internet, with AI, with all of that stuff. You have to listen to what it is that your customer needs. Tune into what the clients are saying. What's your team saying? Not what you just hope to hear from them. Stop trying to sell them on what you know and find out what they need and then offer that. The next time a customer gives you feedback, don't just nod politely and mentally check your cell phone. Come on. Ask questions, dig deeper. The treasure is in understanding their needs, not just selling your solution. I want you to succeed. I want you to listen. I want you to hear what it is that the people around you are asking for. Are you going to be the one who can offer it or is somebody else? So let's take a moment. All right. How can you build more business? Well, you can do it through legacy and impact. Let's go big for a moment. You know, when the confetti settles and the invoices are all paid, what legacy do you want to leave? Are you building a business that outlasts the latest TikTok trend? Or are you stuck in a flash in the pan mode, right? A one-hit wonder. Your impact is shaped by the way that you treat your clients, your team, and yourself. So pause for a moment. Picture your business in 5 years from now. What do you want people to remember? What do you want people to say about you? What do you want them to feel because of what you created? This is about being a legacy and being known for that legacy. What is it you want to be known for? Okay. So you got your mindset clear. You understand that we just need you to really look at and dig deep. Journal it out. Okay. Take some time at the beginning of the year, journal everything out and see what it is that you can create for this next year. So how about some tips on what you can prepare for an epic 2026? Okay, the first tip is audit your wins and your whiffs. You know, list the things that worked and the things that flopped, right? This past year, you've had some probably amazing wins. If you're anything like me, I know it. But you probably had some flops too. Be honest. Okay, maybe have a little chocolate on standby just in case. But think about what worked, what didn't work, and what next. Seriously, take time to think about it. You know, make a list of the things, you know, these things worked really well in 2025. I can add more of this. I can improve on this a little bit. And it's going to be amazing for 2026. Look at what didn't work, right? Was it a system? Was it a structure? Was it, you know, winging it? What didn't work for you this past year? And then what are you going to do next? What are you going to do in this next year that improves everything about you and your business? Number two, set intentional goals. I told you, I'm not going to talk big about goals. That's everybody else's job. But the reality is you have to set intentional goals. Not, I just want to make more money because I can just give you a penny and you made more money. Okay? That's not enough. You have to get specific. Maybe you want to say something like, you know, one of my goals is to grow my email list by 50%. Okay? Launch a new product line by June. See how specific this is? Increase my sales by 25% in the first quarter, right? Compared to last year, the first quarter of this year, 25%. Come on. Those are specific. Then you create the tools that are necessary to make those goals happen. You want to move forward in 2026? Get clear, get intentional, and get specific around your goals. Number three, how about refresh your sales strategy? Are you still sending the same old tired emails from 2020? Shake it up. Come on. Try a new script, a new platform, a new approach. Change it up. Reignite the passion from your listeners and followers, right? Reignite that passion on why they got involved with you in the first place. First, you have to reignite your passion. So refresh that sales strategy. Number four, connect like you mean it. Okay. Networking isn't just about collecting business cards. I have said it before. It's forming real mutually benefit relationships, right? We both have to have mutual benefit in the relationship with each other. Make time for the coffee chats, even if you have to bring your own mug and join on a Zoom with a background. Okay. Build those connections like you mean it. Go over to my website, bealegacy.com, and look at my gifts. It says sweet gifts. Download my free gift there that's called Become Super Connected. It's all about networking, right? I often say, you know, your network is part of your net worth, right? You have to have a strong network. So build it intentionally this year. And number five, invest in learning. Sign up for a workshop, read a new book, find a mentor, join the Hive Hangout. Best leaders are best learners. Make it a conscious decision every single month to read something to improve who you are, your skill set, your mindset, whatever that is, find a way to invest in your learning. Let's face it. Building business isn't about spreadsheets and sassy slogans. Sometimes it's late nights, loud doubts, having a cold meal. But every day you choose progress over perfection, you get closer to your goals. Every single time when you just keep moving forward, you get closer. Stop waiting for someday and start with right now. Okay. Right now, what can you do? Right now, as the new year starts and everybody else is partying, what can you do differently? And if you're about to make an excuse, ask yourself, would you buy that if someone tried to sell it to you? Would you let your best client get away with excuses? Yeah, I didn't think so. I know I wouldn't, and I wouldn't let you get away with the excuses either. Ladies, 2026 is knocking. It's not here for the reruns, okay? I want you to take this moment to reflect, to regroup, recommit to building your business, whether it's your business or you're working with a business. It doesn't matter. How can you recommit to your job, your business, your focus, your mission, your values, your family, your community? How can you do that? You set bold goals, right? Listen like a leader. And remember, fortune favors the bold, okay? And the well-prepared. I just want to say that. So here's your call to action as this year ends and we start into this whole new year. Ditch the excuses. Make the connections. And let's build something that's so unforgettable this year that you are so pumped by the end of the year because of everything that you were able to create. This is your moment. So put your sparkly shoes on, wrap the cape around your shoulders, step boldly into this new year. Channel your superpowers, right, in your superhero heels, ready to conquer every challenge and make 2026 your most dazzling, powerful year yet. Let's celebrate your superpowers. Let's walk forward in confidence because here's the truth. The world needs you. It needs you to shine now more than ever. AI is not replacing you. It's just asking you to step in bigger, to let them truly see you. Thank you for joining me in Superheroes in Heels this year. If you got something out of this, share it with a friend. Help somebody else move forward this next year. I wish you nothing but a happy, blessed new year. And as always, go out there and own it. Be blessed. Welcome to 2026.
Thanks for tuning in to Superheroes in Heels with Kimberly Borgens. If you're walking away feeling a little braver, a little bolder, and a whole lot more powerful, mission accomplished. Be sure to subscribe to the show and leave a review. It helps us to reach more women who are ready to unleash their power and lead with confidence. And if you do leave a review, you might just hear your name in an upcoming episode. If today's conversation lit a fire in you, share it with your network and join us inside the Hive Society at KimberlyBorgens.com. Where powerful women gather to break barriers and rise together. Until next time, keep showing up, standing strong, and heels or not, keep embracing your inner superhero.